the Public News Service Daily Newscast, September the 27th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Progressive groups are speaking out against the idea of a constitutional convention, warning it could be used to impose conservative policies on things including civil rights, guns, voting rights, and abortion.
Right-wing groups such as the Federalist Society say they want to require a balanced budget and limit the power to tax, moves critics say would lead to huge cuts in Medicare, Social Security, education, Medicaid, and environmental protection. Duke University professor Nancy McLean notes that Article 5 of the Constitution requires consent from just two-thirds of states to call for a convention.
The organizers of the convention effort have made clear the votes taken would not be based on population, but on one vote per state, so as to grossly underrepresent the majority of Americans.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Golden State lawmakers just called for one on gun control. Conservative groups argue that the request could be aggregated to reach the 34-state threshold and force a convention. And a judge ruled Tuesday that Donald Trump committed fraud for years while building a real estate empire that catapulted him to fame and even the White House. That from the Associated Press. They report the judge ruling in a civil lawsuit brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James found the former president and his company deceived banks, insurers, and others by massively overvaluing their assets and exaggerating the net worth on paperwork used in making deals and securing loans. Trump's lawyers say they intend to appeal, calling it a miscarriage of justice. Meantime, a new report sheds light on the effects of local air quality policies on disadvantaged communities. Our Daniel Smith has more.
Researchers studied two sets of policies. Both would meet the state's 2019 Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act air quality goals. But Alan Kupnick with the group Resources for the Future says they looked at which policies would do more to protect and benefit marginalized communities. He says the ones supported by the environmental and climate justice advocates stood out.
We were able to look at the effect of fine particulate concentrations. This is the pollutant that is most closely tied to mortality impacts. We found that disadvantaged communities were getting better protection, more improvements than other communities.
The Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act goal is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in New York by 40% by 2030 and no less than 85% by 2050.
This is Public News Service. An estimated 135,000 older folks in Arizona owe, on average, more than $44,000 in student loan debt. More on that now from Alex Gonzalez.
Policy analyst with the Education Opportunity and Mobility Initiative at New America, Tia Caldwell, says most older federal student loan borrowers hold debt from their own education and are subsequently aging with their loans.
What we're finding is that the reason they're paying for so long is just that multiple systems have failed these borrowers. They're more likely to go to a for-profit and low-quality school, so the higher education system wasn't serving them well. And then once they entered repayment, they were unlikely to get the help they needed as low-income people.
Caldwell says many of these borrowers, who are disproportionately people of color and women, end up defaulting on their loans and experience wage, tax refund, or even Social Security garnishments as a result. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
The current farm bill expires September 30th, and with a looming government shutdown, reauthorization does not appear imminent.
The farm bill, which is updated every 5 years, covers a range of agriculture policies like crop insurance and funds government food assistance. Michelle Ramirez-White with the Wisconsin Farmers Union says December and January are the more concerning deadlines if action doesn't materialize. In the meantime, she says they'll keep fighting for market fairness within agriculture.
We just see these issues of competition needing to be addressed in a more holistic and composite way.
As for timeline, she warns dairy prices would see an upheaval if a new bill isn't approved by the end of this year. Ag experts say this would be a major blow to consumers and exports. The farm bill has generally enjoyed bipartisan support, but some GOP House members are pushing hard for spending cuts, complicating spending talks, including for agriculture. I'm Mike Moen.
And finally, our Mark Moran lets us know three conservation groups have sued to stop a large logging project near Yellowstone National Park.
The South Plateau Project would clear-cut 5,500 acres of trees, burn more than 16,000 acres, and carve 56 miles of logging roads into the Custer-Gallatin National Forest near Yellowstone Park, close to the Continental Divide. Working with the Center for Biological Diversity to file the suit, Mike Garrity with the Helena-based Alliance for the Wild Rockies says the logging project would be genetically devastating for grizzlies near Yellowstone because it proposes to slice through a corridor that allows Yellowstone grizzlies to mix with bears further north.
Grizzlies once again need one connected population so they have healthy genetic interchange.
This is by Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here are some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.